Well, Mark, here we are standing in the rain in Abu Dhabi in the desert, talking about the first domestic century of the English cricket season. It's all a bit bizarre.
Yeah, I think when you're in the middle of the desert, you're not quite expecting to see the rain, but it's here. It played a little bit of a part in today's proceedings, but hasn't affected the game too much so far. And obviously, like you say, getting the first 100 of the English season, quite a happy feeling, and also gave us a chance to put a score on the board, which gives us a chance of winning this game.
It's going to be a tight finish tomorrow, but I mean, you played some lovely shots today, 14 fours in your 100, 115 in the end. I think it was around about one of the rain delays when you were eventually out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we came back out and it was quite dark. The lights just came on, and fortunately I got out, and then there was a little bit of a rain break. But fortunately, Gordon batted well, and a couple of partnerships there got us up to over 200. A lead of 200, so like I say, it gives us a good chance of winning this game. The pitch itself, it's still pretty decent. I think just generally mindset going out there today was looked at, but the bowlers under a little bit of pressure, because the as the game's moved on, it's almost as bowlers are allowed to bowl and build up a bit of pressure with maidens and the scoreboard not really moving, that's when wickets have come along.
Very characteristic of you. I'm looking back through your scorecards from last year, for instance. If you didn't get any runs in one innings, you tended to really graft hard in the second, and all through last season you can see where perhaps it hasn't worked in one innings, but you've gone at it in the second innings, and you did that today. You know, you got just one in the first, and then you've put the 115 on today.
Yeah, I think you always want to be contributing to games. First innings runs are always nice. It helps set the game up early on, but if you can get a few in the second innings when you've missed out, that also plays a big part. Like I say, putting the total on the board, which we've got a chance to defend now. And obviously, out here this time of year, there'll be a few green wickets kicking around back home, so it's nice to get on a wicket that there's not too much movement, so you really want to cash in on a pitch like this.
Mm. It's quite a slow wicket, is it?
I think sometimes in sort of subcontinent-style pitches are deemed as slow because there's a lack of bounce. It actually skids onto the bat not too bad. It's just at times the lack of bounce that there gives the perception that it's actually slow. Like I say, so it comes on all right. It's offering a bit of spin there now. Hopefully Scotty can play a big part tomorrow and hopefully get a win.
Yeah, I mean, we've had Mike Gatting doing some commentary with us this evening, and he said Virender Sehwag is the sort of character who could, in theory, make a mockery of trying to chase down 224. But we've got to remember, he went for five in the first innings.
Yeah, I think like anyone, if you get them in early and getting a little bit of sideways movement, especially with the spin, you've got a chance of getting them out. Obviously, if he gets set, his record speaks for itself, and he's a pretty destructive player. So hopefully we'll get him early tomorrow and make some inroads into their batting lineup.
Mm. And finally, you're captaining the side in the absence of Paul Collingwood. I know you always enjoy doing that. What's it like captaining the side in a prestigious fixture like this against the MCC with, you know, world stars in the opposition's ranks?
Oh, I mean, I've always said it's an honour captaining any Durham side. Obviously, in the absence of Paul in this case, and playing against some big names in the opposition side. So just another... sort of, like I say, it's an honour to be captain on the side and hopefully lead us to a victory tomorrow.